A wild one Monday between the Braves and the Nationals. Two former number one picks, Stansby Swanson and Bryce Harper, hug it out on draft night. Meanwhile, this would be a big night for Matt Adams. He steps to the plate top three, his team down 4-3.
And a fly ball hit to deep center. Going back is Taylor, still going, looking up. That ball's gone for Matt Adams. Three-run blast.
First pitch, Harper has tied the game. Swing on the first pitch, driven deep right. Adams has another home run. That's seven home runs given up at the Nationals bullpen. High fly ball hammered deep right. Harper on the run, still going to the wall. It's gone! Tyler Flowers hit opposite field, three-run homer. Line drive, center field, Ender is on. He's got it, and the Braves have beaten Washington.
The Braves defeat the Nationals in a wild one, 11-10. Atlanta had been 0-31 this season when trailing entering the ninth inning. Steven Strasburg yields three home runs in a start for the second time in his career. They've both come against the Braves. It's not often you can yield 10 runs in a ball game and still come out with a W, but that's exactly what the Braves did on Monday night as they took down the Nationals in a wild one, 11-10. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
Dean has kind of thought early on that the bullpen was going to figure into that game somewhere in both teams. The way both the starters, you know, began the game, and this, you know, took it to the very end, obviously. Really, you know, that's in a game like that, you just want to try and keep the thing in check a little bit and stay within striking distance, and they did a really good job of doing that. That's a lot of big hits. I mean, a lot of his hits have been, you know, ones that put us ahead, tied a game, you know, like that one tonight. I mean, that's a big, strong man right there going the other way. The sense in the dugout is just, you know, they just keep playing. I mean, there wasn't anybody like pissed off or anything like that. They're just kind of kept getting after it and putting at bats up there. And Fulte had a tough night. I mean, he couldn't get the ball down and execute pitches very well. But our guys, you know, they just kept coming. So that's really good to see. And nobody was panicking or anything like that. They just kind of were taking it a bat at a time, I thought.
Trailing 9-8 in the top of the ninth, it was Tyler Flowers who bashed an opposite field go-ahead three-run shot off Matt Albers to give the Braves a lead they would never relinquish. Here is Flowers sharing his thoughts on the at-bat and about the Braves' 11-10 victory.
Not really. You know, if anything, in those kind of situations, you almost try and do less because a lot of times, you know, that sort of knowledge or thought process could lead to you not doing what you typically do or what you're capable of. So I was just trying to, you know, see something up out over. He was throwing a little harder tonight. He's got good sink. He was away on the first couple to me, so I just kind of banked on it being away and, you know, just tried to put a good swing on it that way. You know, good at bats. I mean, Strasburg, he had good stuff, but he made some mistakes and the guys were ready for it. I wasn't one of them against Strasburg. He carved me up pretty good, but, you know, the other guys did what they're capable of, had good at bats, a few big hits, homers there. It's always nice, and that's kind of what you need to do against a guy of Strasburg's caliber. You know, he's not going to struggle for the whole night. You know, he's going to figure it out at some point. So you jump on him when you can, and those are big runs early. Just quality pitches. I mean, we talked about it before with JJ. If that situation arose, we're not going to shy away from him. You know, he trusts his stuff. That's what the game's about. You know, challenging other people. You know, seeing who's going to give in, who's not going to execute what they want to do. And right there, he threw a great sinker down and away, and Harper hit it off the end of the bat a little bit. Thank goodness.
The Braves send R.A. Dickey to the mound on Tuesday. He will battle Joe Ross.